Welcome to this week's edition of the Extension Service Update. I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. This week we're going to take a look at a number of different topics, but first we're going to highlight three items of discussion that came up during the week. First would be the EPA's increase in the ethanol requirements and mandates. EPA has increased the target for renewable fuel use for 2017, and it's actually up from a projected 18.8 billion gallons this spring to a 19.28 billion gallons for 2017, as said. That 19 plus billion gallons is divided between 15 billion gallons of conventional biofuels, which include corn-based ethanol, and a 4.28 billion gallons for the advanced biofuels mandate. In addition to the ethanol increase, grain storage shortage continues to expand in the northern corn belt. With a bin buster crop this year and large ending stocks, the grain storage shortage appears to be expanding across the corn belt. Kansas tops that list with an estimated shortage of 320 million bushels, according to the USDA. This time last year, the state's shortage was less than 50 million bushels. According to Ray Jenkins, retired grain merchandiser, we're seeing that a lot of people are carrying more corn in the new crop year, and our crop sizes have been increasing along with that. In addition to those storage issues, there are severe storms that had headed through the southern United States this week, and the thunderstorms and showers were expected to move across the southern United States and hopefully provide some relief to those forest fires and drought concerns that are plaguing the southeast. We saw some of that rain and precipitation here in the county on Monday. Also this week, UK Extension plans to host early bird meetings, and we had talked about those in previous weeks, but the meetings will take place in Graves County, Henderson County, and Christian County. The meetings will be respectively on the dates of December 6th, in Graves County, December 7th in Henderson, and December 8th in Christian County. The Kentucky Corn Growers Association and the Kentucky Soybean Board will provide lunch for the meetings. Topics include highlights of the 2016 season, which should be interesting, a market outlook and risk management update, a look at Palmer amaranth and water hemp control, and the overall profitability for the 2017 production calendar year. Certified crop advisors can receive the following credits in 1.5 hours in crop management, an hour each in integrated pest management and soil and water management, and pesticide applicators can receive 2 general hours and 1 specific hour in categories 1A, 4, 10, 12, and 14. Lastly this week, I did mention earlier that the effects of forest fires have reverberated into the economy in eastern Kentucky and across the whole state in general. The forestry sector plays a major role in Kentucky's economy, and the state has recently been hit by forest fires in the eastern and southern regions, and the damage will be felt statewide. In many eastern Kentucky counties, forests account for more than 80% of the land base. In 2015, revenues from timber harvest, primary industries such as logging and milling, and secondary industries that use lumber and other primary products in manufacturing added $14.6 billion in direct and indirect sales and revenue to the state's economy. That's a pretty good sized chunk. And 1 acre of harvested timber results in about $24,000 in direct revenue and a total of nearly $40,000 in direct and induced revenues, according to Jeff Springer, our extension professor for silviculture at the University of Kentucky's Department of Forestry. Prolonged drought in much of the state this fall has triggered bans on outdoor burning in 101 counties in the state. The Kentucky Division of Forestry estimates that as of November 22nd, there were more than 46,000 acres of woodlands that had burned in southeastern Kentucky since October 27th. That brings the total acreage burned in 2016 to more than 67,000 acres. Stringer also noted that research has shown that 57 to 71% loss of high-value timber products in stands that are subjected to wildfires will occur. And these trees tend to contain veneer, lumber, and barrel logs that can easily be degraded, especially when encountering fire or other high heat value instances. The loss in value to the landowner is significant, and to our rural economies, it even hurts more. In just a few short weeks, wildfires resulted in over $1.1 million in losses of potential timber in eastern Kentucky, and this figure is mounting. The region will also suffer long-term losses of jobs and economic potential for years. Unfortunately, though, this loss will stay with us, as new timber does not grow overnight. So as you can see, forest fires may rejuvenate the woods in the long term, but can have considerable economic impact across the state that will be felt not only in eastern Kentucky, but at lumber yards and furniture shops here locally as well. The Kentucky Division of Forestry attributes 98% of the fires in the current fire emergency were to human involvement, with 64% due to arson. If you'd like more information on these topics we covered this week, feel free to contact your local Extension Service.